In the name of Jesus. Did you hear in the reading of the gospel the preliminary echoes of Jesus' experience in the Garden of Gethsemane? Therefore, you must be ready, watch, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Can you not even watch with me 1 hour? Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. I remember a time when I was chaplain at the Air Guard down here at Bear Field. And on one weekend, I was with some of the soldiers and enlisted out in the fields. And our task was to guard the airfield. I was with those guys as they were going to keep the attackers out. Well, I remember a time in which that didn't happen, for the simple reason that we had positioned ourselves wrongly, and the attackers had detected that and had found a weak spot, and in they crept. Placement is a very important aspect of watching. In the ancient world, no one watched for the approach of a king or watched for the approach of an opposing army by positioning themselves in the marketplace. They were up on the tower. You have to be rightly located to watch effectively. And that is why I point out to you the intimations in our gospel stories of the Gethsemane account. Because Jesus lets us know that our gospel story has nothing to do with far out time, way into the future. It has to do with our placement. Your placement, my placement. Where are we so that we watch effectively? Things come by surprise. And nothing was more surprising that the Son of Man goes into the hour itself. He is the hour. The hour of his cross and his death, which is the place where God himself places man to watch for the attack. And I think the message of Advent, at least at this point, is pretty simple. If you are not in the cross of Jesus, you are not there where you can watch effectively. Place yourself outside him, the crucified, and you can look and look and look, but it will be like the gospel story. You're eating and drinking and making merry. Like those at the time of Noah who were surprised by the flood. But Jesus' death is the flood, where he drowns sins. So we have to place ourselves rightly. Yes, by faith, but faith in the crucified. And that means to be with him. And so how does this watching take place? What does it look like? It looks like the struggle against temptation in which we repent of sin. And that we constantly repent of sin. That we constantly look to the cross, that is to say, adopted as our own form every hour. In a moment, you will approach the altar of sacrifice, the altar of the crucifixion, and the altar of the life of Jesus. And you will partake of that Son of Man who went into the hour. And you will be joined with him by your own eating and drinking. And in that eating and drinking, you listen. You remember the words of Jesus in that gospel story. Watch. And you remember the words which he would say to those sleeping disciples in Gethsemane. Can you not watch for me even 1 hour? Translated into the present moment, that is to say, can you not be true to the body and blood which you eat and drink? Will you forsake it as though it counted for nothing? Or will you be steadfast in that very reality of his person which you eat and drink? And position yourself with him in his cross. For there the attackers are seen for what they are. Tempters, deceivers, destroyers. And there watching and seeing them, there is the strength and the victory of Christ. Elsewhere, none of that obtains. There, and there only, all of that obtains. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.